This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Last week, cyanobacteria blooms closed beaches on Lake Champlain and Lake Carmi, disappointing swimmers looking for relief from the late September swelter. But also, it posed health concerns for people and pets who might come into contact with the bacteria. What is Vermont doing to prevent these blooms from happening? Well, here to fill us in is Julie Moore, Vermont's Secretary of the Agency of Natural Resources. And Julie Moore joins us from Chicago, where she's currently attending a conference. Thank you for being with us.
My pleasure, Mitch.
Now, even before these blue-green algae blooms in Lake Champlain reached the level they did, there were concerns about Lake Carmi in Franklin, which was also experiencing some of these blooms. And as I understand it, the ANR and the Agency of Agriculture have announced measures to address the lake's watershed. What will some of those measures be?
Sure. We've been actively working in the Lake Carmi watershed for several years now and actually formed an implementation team in 2015 focused on getting some more significant projects on the ground in the Lake Carmi watershed. There are two large agricultural practices that we expect to go on the ground this fall to address what we know are some fairly significant sources of phosphorus pollution. We are also working at our own state park facility to enhance the wastewater treatment provided at Lake Carmi State Park, and are working on a partnership with a nonprofit organization to look at doing some stream and wetland restoration. So those four projects are really significant and, frankly, complement other work that's going on in the Lake Carmi watershed and throughout the Lake Champlain Basin, working with the municipalities to address road-related runoff, working with the Lake Carmi Campers Association to address runoff issues from some of their private roads, providing what we're calling septic socials, getting people together to talk and think about their septic systems. And then also the Ag Agency, in partnership with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, has been very active in that watershed, meeting on the ground with farmers to look at different options for applying conservation practices.
Can you sort of pinpoint the cause of these problems? I mean, I'm sure there's more than one, but often we hear about, oh, well, it's very hot during the summer. But there's got to be more than heat that's causing these algae blooms, right? Is it farm pollution, sewer overflows, or something else?
Well, it's excess nutrients, and the nutrient of primary concern when we're talking about freshwater bodies like Lake Champlain and Lake Carmi is phosphorus. We know that phosphorus has a number of different sources in the environment. Agriculture is certainly a significant source, particularly in Franklin County, but we also look at loads from septic systems. There's actually phosphorus that's contained in runoff from roads, runoff from lawns. So it requires this all-in approach where we're looking at each different sector, the level of phosphorus pollution they contribute, and then working to apply best management practices and conservation measures to control runoff from these areas.
We've been hearing for a while now about the state's new required agricultural practices, and I'm wondering, you know, if the farms in the Lake Carmi watershed are causing some of these problems, are we doing enough? And, you know, how long will it take to see some progress with those new practices in effect?
Well, I think the new practices are having the intended effect, but we also have to recognize that there's time needed for the practices to have full benefits. There's a legacy effect or a time lag in the system. When phosphorus pollution occurs, it may move from the farm field and into the stream channels, but not necessarily all the way to Lake Carmi at once. And even phosphorus that reaches Lake Carmi has the ability to continue to feed algae blooms for years to come. And that's a little bit of the scenario we believe is taking place in Lake Carmi. As you indicated, the dynamics of an algae bloom are very complex. And while we know what factors increase the likelihood one will occur in every given year, we cannot pinpoint with accuracy exactly what is driving a particular bloom. But we believe in Lake Carmi this year, it was a combination of a significant amount of rain this spring, combined with relatively cool early summer temperatures. So the lake stratifies. The water at the bottom becomes depleted of oxygen, and that allows phosphorus to be released from the sediments. Ultimately, the lake turns over, and those phosphorus-rich waters end up near the surface and then are available for algae to eat. And boy, did they ever. And that's really what triggered the bloom. And unfortunately, particularly in Lake Carmi, the timing of the lake turnover was such that it happened just prior to that extended period of warmth and sun that we enjoyed during September. And both warmth and sun are conditions that just promote algae growth.
Are these blue-green algae blooms becoming more frequent? They seem to be, but maybe we just have better ways of picking up on them now. I mean, is there any way to tell?
We do track the prevalence of blue-green algae blooms over time, and I can't say with certainty whether we're seeing more this year than in other years, but I know in general that this is not a new phenomenon. Some different places see them each year, but there are also places that see them fairly consistently, places like Missisquoi Bay, St. Albans Bay, Lake Carmi, Shelburne Pond tend to have a bloom more years than not.
Can you give us a general idea of how much money Vermont is spending on water quality per year? Is it enough?
So the state's portion of what's being spent on water quality right now is on the order of $56 million a year. This money is also able to match and leverage additional federal funds, so our total investment in water quality is upwards of $100 million a year. There's a challenge in putting, frankly, that much money on the ground responsibly, efficiently, and effectively. I think we're doing it. I know there are people that would like to see us go faster, but the faster we go, I think the greater the risk that we make a misstep. And right now, our resources are extremely well matched to our capacity to do the work.
Julie Moore is the Secretary of the Agency of Natural Resources for Vermont. Thank you so much for taking the time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.